Number 11, but is not God also merciful? What a joy this is, isn't it? God is just. And don't divide God up like a Mr. Potato Head. You know, I'll go to the salad bar and I'll have a little of this and a little of that, but hold this and hold that. God is as much justice as He is love. God is as much merciful as He is wrathful. You cannot divide up. You can make distinctions, but you cannot divide up God. God is indivisible. You can't break Him up into little parts. Okay, I'll take a slice of the love, but please hold the justice. God will punish sin, but He is also merciful. He's likewise just, and His justice requires that sin committed against the Most High Majesty of God we punish with extreme. Extreme. You and I, those who truly believe and trust in Christ, have no idea what that means and will never know what that means. The extreme punishment that is spoken of here, that everlasting punishment, both of body and soul, we see that in the cross of Christ. We see that extreme as Jesus cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's the extreme punishment against our sins, which we will never have to suffer because our Savior suffered that once for all. Once for all time. Not once for every single person. Once for all time. The Bible does know nothing about some generic redemption, a generic salvation. It's particular. All those who were given to Him, they weren't all given to Him. Judas was not given to Jesus Christ. If he was given to Him, he would have been redeemed. Someone dies without faith in Christ, they were not given to Jesus Christ. You have to be blind not to see that in Scripture. It's everywhere in Scripture. We'll see it even in our Scripture reading this morning. Jesus said in John 6, all that the Father give to me. Notice that. All that the Father gives to me comes to me. Think of that syllogism there. What if someone does not come to Jesus Christ? What does that imply? They were not given to Jesus Christ. If they were not given to Him, He did not lay down His life on the cross for them. He did not come to fulfill all righteousness on their behalf. He came to fulfill all righteousness for all that were given to Him because of necessity. Where there is an atonement for sin, there is an imputation of a positive righteousness. That's the work of Christ on behalf of sinners. God is merciful. He's merciful when the gospel continues to go out, even in our day and age, and all the wretchedness that goes on in this world. God shows Himself merciful by calling men everywhere to repent. And He doesn't ask them to, He commands them. Do you understand that? The gospel is not a suggestion. God doesn't ask you to come to Jesus Christ. Acts 17, He commands all men everywhere to repent. It's not an option. You get on your face and you humble yourself before the true and living God. That's the call of the gospel. There is salvation. There is forgiveness. And it's not an option. Come to Christ or perish. That's the gospel. And if you don't hear that, you haven't heard the whole gospel.